President Trump joins call urging state legislators to review evidence and consider decertifying unlawful election results. By Michael Patrick Leahy on January 3, 2021. President Trump spoke to 300 state legislators from the battleground states of Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia on Saturday in a Zoom conference call hosted by Got Freedom, in which the 501(c)(4) nonprofit election integrity watchdog group urged those lawmakers to review evidence that the election process in their states was unlawful and consider decertifying the results of the November 3 presidential election. President Trump addressed the call for 15 minutes at the invitation of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who now serves as the president's personal attorney, and was one of the featured speakers on the call. Other featured speakers included Chapman Law School professor John Eastman, Dr. Peter Navarro, assistant to the president for trade and manufacturing, appearing in his personal capacity, John Lott, senior advisor, U.S. Department of Justice, also appearing in his personal capacity, and Liberty University Law School professor Phil Klein. Klein, a former attorney general in Kansas, is a spokesperson for the 501(c)(4) Got Freedom nonprofit, and also serves as director of the 501(c)(3) Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, an election integrity public interest law firm which is engaged in litigation regarding the 2020 election. In a press statement released after the call, Got Freedom said they conducted Saturday's exclusive national briefing at the request of state legislators from Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin to review the extensive evidence of irregularities and lawlessness in the 2020 presidential election. A similar briefing is being scheduled in Washington, D.C., at the request of members of Congress, the group noted. A joint session of the newly convened 117th Congress will meet in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday to determine if they will accept the results of the December 14 meeting of the Electoral College, in which Joe Biden received 306 Electoral College votes for president and Donald Trump received 232 Electoral College votes. If at least one member of the House of Representatives and one member of the Senate object to certifying those votes on Wednesday, each chamber must then separately hold a debate on whether to accept those Electoral College votes. More than 30 members of the House have already announced they will object to certification. Last week, Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, announced he will publicly object to certification. Then on Saturday, as Breitbart News reported, 11 Republican senators said they would vote not to certify on Wednesday and would instead recommend the establishment of a commission to review the lawfulness of the election process in the disputed states in a full election audit. That commission would have 10 days to review the evidence and report back to the joint session of Congress. This information should serve as an important resource for state legislators as they make calls for state legislatures to meet to investigate the election and consider decertifying their state election results, Klein, who hosted the call on behalf of Got Freedom, said. The integrity of our elections is far too important to treat cavalierly, and elected officials deserve to have all relevant information at their disposal as they consider whether to accept the reported results of the 2020 elections, especially in states where the process was influenced by private interests, Klein added. The statement continued. The evidence discussed includes unprecedented public-private partnerships that created a two-tiered election system in the states that determined the winner of the Electoral College. Funded by over $400 million from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, these public-private partnerships sought to boost turnout in Democratic strongholds while depressing turnout in conservative areas, violating constitutional guarantees of due process and equal protection. The private monies paid the salaries of election workers and funded the purchase of election equipment, but came with strict conditions on the conduct of elections in jurisdictions that accepted the money. These private interventions were aided by the actions of public officials, who sought to undermine transparency, fought efforts to audit the results, threatened legislators with investigation and prosecution for questioning the reported results, and in some cases even physically prevented state lawmakers from entering the Capitol building in order to prevent them from challenging election certification. A communication sent to participating state legislators after the call summarized Professor Eastman's argument during the call about the specific constitutional imperatives of state legislators. state legislators, Eastman stated, have both the right and duty to assert your plenary power. Demand that your laws be followed as written. Decertify tainted results unless and until your laws are followed. Insist on enough time to properly meet, investigate, and properly certify results to ensure that all lawful votes, but only lawful votes, are counted. In that subsequent communication, Klein encouraged the state legislators to agree to sign on to a joint letter from state legislators to Vice President Mike Pence to demand that he call for a 12-day delay on ratifying the election, allowing the states the necessary time to further investigate the lawlessness with which the presidential election was conducted. We also request that you send this message out to fellow legislators to ask them to sign on to the letter as well. He added that Representative Daryl Metcalf, Republican Pennsylvania, Senator Brandon Beach, Republican Georgia, and Representative Mark Fincham, Republican Arizona, already wrote a letter to Vice President Mike Pence for this narrow purpose. Coming together to sign a joint letter is a vital step, one you should take confidently and in solidarity. We will send the joint letter to all legislators who contact us in reply to this message. The 1,400 pages of evidence presented to state legislators on the call can be seen at gotfreedom.org/evidence/.